This is bad, bad, not good. And that's not a judgment. That's actually the name of this jazz group, Bad, Bad, Not Good. Sometimes their music sounds more like hip-hop than it does jazz.
It's just fun to interpret contemporary music, and we all listen to contemporary music, you know, because we're contemporary people.
That's Matt Tavares. He plays keys. He and bassist Chester Hansen joined us from Toronto, where they formed the band with two other friends in 2010. Hansen says he's pretty aware of how funny the group's name can sound to people.
It's probably like the most commonly punned name I've ever heard.
Tavares says when the band started out, they took the loose free jazz approach to cover songs by hip-hop artists like Gucci Mane and Kanye West. Here's Bad Bad Not Good's interpretation of West's upbeat 2008 hit Flashing Lights. That song blends dark guitar riffs with freeform jazz. It was that kind of improvisation that attracted Bad Bad Not Good's early fans.
It just seemed kind of like the more natural thing. And when you're improvising on something or trying to like express yourself emotionally, to have like any kind of connection with the music is nice. Instead of just it being like, oh, this is what was done, so you're going to improvise over this. We kind of like explore the meaning of things like as we're making it.
Tavares says that process is a lot more creative than some of the usual jazz standards he and his bandmates learned to play at Toronto's Humbert College of Jazz.
In school, I don't know, it was weird being like a 19-year-old and kind of learning this repertoire that is like American standard songs from like the 20s and 30s, right, and show tunes. And, you know, it's like some of the songs will be about like not having a telephone or something, you know what I mean? So it becomes like hard to relate.
What the guys could relate to was their mutual love of hip-hop, funk, and Brazilian music. Tavares says the band's first three albums involve all of those influences, and they're coming together on their newest album called Four. Don't put me off so I can't help it. When you shy off, I can help it. Tavares says the band's more cohesive and inventive sound has a lot to do with the artists featured on the album, like saxophonist Colin Stetson.
Colin came through, he's a total pro. He just had like a split-second idea that would be like the perfect part and would also be incredibly complex, or like just something that wasn't like very obvious that we were like, oh, okay, this is like interesting, like we got to work this in. But like this is, for him, it's like, you know, no big deal to just be like, yeah, it's like, you know, and then like we're like, ah, oh, geez, like what are we going to do?
Hansen says even though Bad Bad Not Good has finally found their sound, the band is still down to experiment.
I think we came about precisely from just goofing around and having fun, and we're still just goofing.
Bad Bad Not Good's new album is Four. They're currently on tour in the Philippines.